That's it.
We'll just do that. It's Thursday.
Found myself,
I guess I'll switch.
Now searching all these years, and the man that I saw, he wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. Well, I was lost when you found me here. I was broken beyond repair. Then you came along and you sang a song over me. Again, feels like I'm living for the very first time, for the very first time in my life.
Make a promise to me now, reassure my heart somehow that the love that I feel is so much more real than anything I'm feeling in my soul, and I pray that I'm not wrong, that the life I have now is only the beginning. It feels like I'm born again.
For the very first time, feels like I'm breathing, feels like I'm moving. For the very first time, for the very first time, wasn't looking for something that was more than what I had yesterday. Then you came to me, and you gave to me life and love that I've never known, that I've never felt before. Feels like I'm born again. Feels like I'm living for the very first time.
Is rolling in here. We're skipping past Greater. Click past Greater. We're going to replace that one. That was a song that I learned we need more. We need more people. That's a bigger song. That's too big of a song for us to roll through. So we're going to scoot past that one. Now, Pastor is a part of the scriptures. She's right. Did you see the scriptures they sent out in the email? Okay. So one of the scriptures actually talks about teaching your children, right? Train up a child in the way they should go, and they will not depart. Soon shall not depart from it. They'll stay engaged. They'll stay with it. So, yeah. Well, that's crazy important, though, isn't it? Teaching your children. And right now, what's going on? We've got children. We can't even teach our children the way they're supposed to be taught because of some crazy political stuff, right? This fear garbage is ridiculous. Come on, look at the stats, people. The children don't get it. Send them to school. All right, rant over. Let's teach your children. All you people who are out on the road, right? I can do this.
You on the road must have a code that she can live by. And so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. And teach your children well, the Father's hand is slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they pick, the one you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. Just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
Can you hear
them?
Do you care? Can you see
that your elders grew
up? Must be free
and
to
so
teach
help
your children.
And with your
you believe
them,
make a word
before
that
they can,
we can live in.
And teach your parents well, the children's health will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they pick, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. Just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
It works. It works indeed. That's right. We must teach. All right, Karen, what are you thinking of? Are you saying pass or go?
Pass, go. Don't collect 200.
Well, this one has that big organ sound.
Yes, it does.
On the last part of it.
Okay. She said...
You go ahead. You tell them.
Did she say the organ makes her mistakes louder? How do you? My instrument has amplifier. All my mistakes.
That's right. Let's do this. We started on three, didn't we?
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Praise him in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who does prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder on what the Almighty can do. If with his love he befriend thee.
Big organ now.
Praise to the Lord, who hath fearfully, wondrously made thee. Health has vouchsafed, and when heedlessly falling hath stayed thee. What need or grief ever hath failed of relief? Wings of his mercy did shade thee. Praise to the Lord, oh, let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath come.
come now with praises before him. Let the amen sound from his people again, gladly, for we adore him.
Isn't
glad it's Thursday because the Armstrongs have the giggles. That was beautiful, Greg.
You
taught me how to play the song partway through it.
Oh,
so
good.
I was going to join and just try and do something because I couldn't before. It just wasn't working.
Just wait till I go back and watch the video.
And I went to play, and just before I hit the note, you said, praise two. And Capo two. Yeah, got to get that out too.
Actually, it was three, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. But I didn't make it to the end. We were playing everything over here. We had some cello going on. We had some violin.
Yeah,
Armstrong's had the giggles. That's what happened.
Three. Yeah. Okay. All right. So
Sunday, I will behave myself.
And another one of the scriptures too. Okay. So this Sunday, another scripture is going to be Deuteronomy 6:5, which says this: You must. I love the word. It's very clear, right? You must love the Lord your God with your whole mind, your whole being, and all your strength. So that scripture is going to be read, and then you're going to get to hear this song.
Nope. It'll be after all the scriptures are read.
This is one of the things I like about songs like this is like, okay, well, you just heard the scripture, now you're going to hear it in song. Okay, how's that sound?
How do we begin this? I begin it, don't I? that's a bad sign.
I don't know, that might sound really cool in Oregon, actually.
Oregon's
back.
Maybe
we should try that. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my mind, and all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my mind, in all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I'll serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my mind, in all my strength. I will love you. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my mind, and all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my mind, and all my strength. I love you, Lord, with all my heart and all my soul and all my mind and all my strength. Woo. Isn't that fun? I like that song. I like when scripture is put to music. We got another song coming up here with scripture that's put to music too. So we actually have less songs that we're going to be doing on Sunday because our call to worship is not going to be sung. It's going to be spoken. And we're not going to have an offering song because there's she's doing a special prayer school blessing teachers and stuff. So Karen, did you want to skip this or do you want to do it?
Doxology, I can do that.
Yeah.
We know you can,
we can
do the doxology.
You want to do the doxology? I can do the doxology right now. Did you want to do Sent Forth by God's Blessing? You prefer not?
You're doing it. What key
are you
doing?
We did
D3, which was
F.
F. Yeah. Thank you.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, that works. By God's blessings, our true faith confessing, the people of God from his dwelling take leave. The supper is ended, all now be extended, the fruit of this service in all who believe. The seed of his teaching, receptive souls reaching, shall blossom in action for God and for all. His grace did invite us, his love shall unite us to work for God's kingdom and answer his call. With praise and thanksgiving to God ever living, the task of our everyday life we will face. Our faith ever sharing, our love ever caring, embracing his children of each tribe and race. With your feast you feed us, with your light now lead us, unite us as one in this life that we share. Then may all the living with praise and thanksgiving give honor to Christ and his name that we share. Did you say something or did you say something in the middle of that? You must have said something. That's right. We'll get it done, right? Okay. So this is actually going to be our post. However, we got some other music we're going to be playing here tonight because we're doing the Emmaus gathering on Saturday. So we'll pull for some other ones too. And actually, Debbie, when that happens after this song, I'm going to go over there and switch the PowerPoints for you so you actually have words for the other song. I'll do it. You don't have to do anything. I'll take care of it. You just hang loose. Hang loose. Who's been hanging out with us? Let's see. We got prayer requests. Remember, we're taking prayer requests as we go through. Kelsey has joined us. It's always good. And Kelsey, I don't know if you're watching the one time. What do we call it? Colorado Kelsey. Colorado Kelsey. We're giving you a name. How's that? Yep, and of course Noah's got some couple songs we would do too. Okay, so there was a you don't have the microphone, so I can't hand it back to Scott. Okay, so it's always a great thing when I get a request from behind me here, and one of the things I try to do with all the music is I kind of try and spread it around, so to speak, you know, make sure everybody's got songs that they like that they go with that. And this guy back here, I kind of surprised me with this song. He said, "Hey, I like this song." And of course, I'm thinking drummer, right? It's got to be no. It's just smooth. It's smooth and easy, and it's done by Robert Plant. Of the
group Led Zeppelin
fame. We just keep doing words back and forth. Never mind. Anyway, cool song.
I don't know what to say after that.
But the name of the song is actually 29 Palms, as in like palms of your hand, right? It's 29 Palms. And I was going through it, and it was one kind of your stereotypical song, you know. It talked a little bit about this and that. But as I look at that, I thought, you know, let me look and see what Psalm 29 looks like. And Psalm 29 was about this long. And I'm looking at the length of the song and the verse. I said, let's try this. So this is what you got. This is literally the words you're going to see here, except for some ahs, obviously, is Psalm 29.
That's all the creatures in the choir. Ah. Throwback to Sunday. Including a cricket. Mm-hmm.
ascribe to the Lord, O sons of the mighty. Ascribe to the Lord, glory and strength, strength, strength. Ascribe to the Lord, the glory to His name. Worship the Lord, the holy
flows smooth, and you heard scripture. Congratulations. For those of you who haven't read your Bible today, you just read Psalm 29. You sang it, actually. How good is that? All right. I am going to, Brandon, let's jump over to the Emmaus music, all right? Never mind.
Actually lasted for a while there.
One of these days we might actually do that, right? By request.
Our request.
By request.
What is it called when the band requests a song?
By request.
Okay. Do I have to pay myself?
Of course. Everything's by request, isn't it?
Anybody got a 50 I can borrow?
How did we start this? Just with a G, didn't I?
There are loved ones in the glory whose dear form you often close your earthly story. Will you join them in their bliss?
Oh yeah,
will the star at the door be unbroken by and by, Lord, by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Rita!
Hell no, Rita, so I think I'll take this one.
You can picture happy gatherings round the fireside long ago. And you think the tearful partings when they left you here below.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better sky.
Oh, well, you know what? That's funny now. So I have Brandon listed. Who should be Brandon? I guess Brandon should be.
All right. I mean, that's a role I'll gladly play.
One by one, the seats were empty. One by one, they went away. Is the family now is parted? Will it be complete one day?
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Lord and Savior to me, Lord and Savior to me,
fine. I'll pick in and I'll sing it.
Fun stuff. Fun stuff. Yeah, you want to do the parable of the lost coin at random?
Sure.
Well, especially after that one.
I'm already worn out. Why not go any further? Why stop now? Let me just remember how I did it.
Okay, here's some more scripture. Luke 15, verses 8 through 10. Yep.
Got it.
Yep, you remembered it. Done to an old Beatles song. What woman if, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, lights the lamp and sweeps the house? She searches thoroughly until she finds that one coin. And when she has found it, she calls all her friends, saying, rejoice with me now, for I have found the coin that I lost. In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in heaven. Presence of God's angels over the sinner. Joy in the presence of God when the sinner repents. These are the words of the Lord, spoken and true. Luke chapter 15, verses 8, 9, and 10. Well, needless to say, we're going to go past the next songs. We already did that. okay, so we
on
got
a Thursday.
Let's see. We've got a communion song that we didn't practice at all, and this we've done it before. Do I want to do this one right now, or do I want to just do the two that Noah wants?
Noah.
You want to do the two Noahs? Oh, actually, did you want to do the one right before that, the medley?
Oh,
do you want to do the medley?
Sure.
And we'll do the, okay, we'll do the medley and the, okay. So keep clicking there till you get to it's called the old time medley. It's I Got a Home in Glory Land will be your first one you see there.
Bruce is back on bass.
Let me see who else has rolled in here. A prayer request from Kelsey. Let me write it down.
So Rocky Top and Norwegian Wood back to back.
I might change the order.
For a break. Change the order for a break. It's a lot of thinking. For his grandma?
Yeah, this will be on Saturday. This old time medley will be on Saturday. Yeah. All right, Noah, got it. Got the prayer request. Kelsey got yours. Noah got yours. We'll take some more as we're rolling in here. All right, do another wrist buster.
That one's gonna be before after let your light shine.
This is after stuff. Yeah, this is what we call the. So these songs we're actually getting into. We'll be on the Emmaus stuff after we do Let Your Light Shine Before Other Souls. They may know. He's always got that. And poor Bruce. Go ahead, Brent. Keep going.
Let your light shine before other souls. They will know our God of love's in the land. And let your light shine before other souls. They may know the kingdom of God is at hand. Bum, bum, bum. Let your light shine before other souls. They will know our God of love's in the land. And let your light shine before other souls. Let me know the kingdom of God is at hand.
I might play the banjo on that one. Just to be different.
I've never tried to pick all of those notes before.
And you did
it. Reminded me not to use the pick on that. That's a roll.
Anyway. All right. Bruce, ready for you? Yeah, I was going to say, it just sounds like, what's
stuck again.
Pull. The USB, pull. Oh, he's stuck different. Bruce is getting into technology. And we actually had a techie problem there at one point. That is with his USB foot pedal. But I'm elated. Bruce didn't print out any paper. He's like, he's made it this far. You got it figured out there, Brandon?
I think I did, which is saying something too.
Actually, that does, doesn't it? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
I should sing it like Bill Shinnott.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine.
Wow,
let it shine. I hit a little bushel low, I'm gonna let it shine. I hit a little bushel low, I'm gonna let it shine. I hit a little bushel low, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine.
Eureka again, son. Back home when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore.
Shall not be moved in his loving favor. We shall not be moved. like a tree planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not be. We shall not be moved. We shall not be. We shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the water. We shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the water. We shall not be.
Hey, I know that guy on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. See, I put it on there. I put it on there. All right. We trust Noah's still hanging out with us. Actually, we did that last month, too, remember? This is just like actually last month. But hey, same song. Every day, and especially on Thursday nights, because it's only right. It's only right to think about Noah and God and how God holds them so tight because they're so, so happy together. Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the God I love, holding tight, so happy together.
If I should call you on the best of times and say that you belong to me, that ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
I can't see me loving nobody but you all my life. When you're with me, Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life.
Me and you, and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together.
I can't see me nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life.
Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together.
The easiest lyrics of the whole night. Have you learned them yet?
Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. So happy together. So happy together. So happy together. We're happy together. So happy.
I was making cliff notes here. There's it's just normal E at the end, not E minor.
Oh, Okay, so you wanted to make sure that we had the
yeah.
Instead of, oh, wait, here. Let me play an E. Now let me play an E minor.
Oh, yeah. Bass players have it so hard sometimes, don't they? Snooty, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah, she's got the sound. Now Brandon's got to get the electric guitar. Oh, no, and Noah says, thanks for praying for him over the years. Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. It was real hard to do that. Does anybody remember how to do this? It's actually been a little while since we played this one, hasn't it? Between vacations and Brandon losing settings. Okay, so this actually are Christian lyrics that were put to I'm a Believer. We like to play the Monkees version, but this wasn't my lyrics. This actually was Righteous Pop Music did this one back in the 90s. So we'd like to play a couple of those, like on here. But I'm a Believer is certainly one of them. That sounds pretty close. Did you get it?
Yep.
Awesome. He's got the sound. Sure.
I thought God was nothing but a fairy tale. Could the someone else, but not for me. Oh, sin was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Oh, then I found His grace. I'm a believer, not a trace, doubt in my mind, I've been saved.
She nails it. Let me switch mics here. Okay, lots of music. Lots of music. Getting ready for the Emmaus weekend. I'm hoping we're going to get the Emmaus. We're going to get a little more local attendance this time. I'm trying something a little different. And now for something completely different.
I just saw the email said no food, so I was kind of sad.
That's right.
Anybody want some chicken?
That's right. Well, you know, the past two Emmaus gatherings, we've had food, and we haven't had very many attend, so it's like, well, is having food there an issue?
But I was there, so nobody noticed.
Yeah, that's right. Brandon ate all the food. It's in the email. It's be up here around 6-ish for practice. Around 6-ish. Because we'll go music. All right. So what we'll be doing different. The really cool thing that we're doing different for the Emmaus gathering thing here is I'm actually going to. I figured out how to get all this stuff piped in through a Zoom meeting. It's kind of different. And so what we're going to do is we're going to open up the Zoom meeting at 6:30 and let people just come in and Zoom. Let them talk with each other. Hey, how you been? I mean, my real hope is that we just fill the place, right? But some people are still dealing with their fears.
So,
musical starts. The official event starts at 7, correct? Yeah. No. Everything starts at 7. I'm going to open up the Zoom stuff at 6:30. Are you a Zoomer? She's working on it. God bless her. That's good. She's working on it. Yep. I hear you. It's his brother. Josh. Sorry, his uncle. It's his uncle. It's his uncle, Josh. I hope he was listening, so he says, brother! I'd be elated if Josh sends me a message. Why are you brother? It's his uncle. Uncle Josh. Uncle Josh. Don't worry about it. I won't. Sit. I won't. Don't worry about it. I'll get them, but I won't get you. Yes. You have to trust. To trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Hey, at least we have Facebook going this week. We didn't have it last week. So we can see what other... Oh, see, I knew there's something else I forgot to grab. Absolutely. So get all the... So we don't miss out on anything here. And I want to make sure that I'm able to watch here in case we get other prayer requests that roll through. Okay. And hopefully this will be nice to me. Maybe. Thank you, Karen. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you. See you Saturday. Saturday. Right, Bruce? Saturday. Saturday we will do this. Oh, this borders on comical, so this is going to... I'll just let it sit there and go crunch, right? Oh, so how was everyone's short week? Or was the store open on Labor Day? Oh, you never open on Mondays anyway. So I said, well, okay then. All right. Takes care of that. It was a good week. Excellent. That's good. It's always good to have a good week. It's even better to have a great week. But we'll go with a good week for right now. We'll go with that. All right. So when this finally gets back up, we'll actually, you know what? I'll probably have the same issue on my phone. You think that Facebook would want me to be able to connect and see what I'm trying to look at here. Oh, there, that's the button I was looking for. There we go. Now we can have a chance. We'll turn that down, obviously. There we go. Yay, I can see if we have any other comments or any prayer requests come in. See, there's one that snuck in here. Glad I grabbed it before it rolled off from Sharon. And prayer request for 9/11 tomorrow, September 11th, 9/11. Prayer request for everything. Thank you, Sharon, for remembrance of that. We actually have a newsletter we send out monthly at our company, and happened to usually it's on the Friday before payday, and it just turned out to be it was going to be tomorrow. So we're recognizing that too. But thank you, Sharon, for bringing that. And actually, Sharon, I didn't look yet because I'm in the middle of this, but I'm hoping that you went ahead and replied back to me with that, to my question, so we know where, and we'll see what we can do. See what we can do for you. All right. Prayer requests and that. Don't you love this thing? Don't you love this thing? This is just so good. And matter of fact, I love it so much, but I tell you, oh, she did reply with the address. I got your address here. Thank you. Okay, so I do have that. And she's up in Hamilton is where she's picking up anything. Okay, so let me find what I posted this morning. It was Psalm 37, if I remember correctly. Yes, it was. I'm going to be specific and go to Psalm 37. I don't know if you saw the post I had on Facebook this morning, but specifically, actually, I probably can just stay here with it. Psalm 37, verse 23 says, The steps of a good man and woman are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in their way. really good. So I thought, you know, I gotta expound on this. Typically, I won't just go ahead and put one verse when I'm posting. I like to try and get the stuff that led up to it and brings it all around. Thanks, folks. You guys. So I'm going to start at Psalm 37, verse 16. All right? The little bit... Let me quantify this. In this version and through a lot of Psalms, and a lot of times they'll say, man, all right? You guys know God's speaking generally to everybody, okay? All right, so Psalm 37, verse 16 says, the little bit that a godly man owns is better than the wealth of many evil men. So for godly, for following God, that little bit we have, that's way better than all the riches of all the corrupt people. And believe me, as we well know, there's plenty of people that have a lot of money and are corrupt. There are people that are good with money too, but there are quite a few. Because why? Because also stated through the Bible is money is the root of all evil, right? Why? Because it offers so many temptations to us to fulfill just the general lust of the flesh, you know, the desires that we want. For possessions, for power, for prestige, for love is good on your list, right? These are all the things. And so Psalm 37 is speaking to all this. Now remember that Psalm 37, all the Psalms primarily were written by David, King David, and the Proverbs were written by King David's son Solomon, all right, King Solomon, who was the wisest man ever to be on this earth, as verified even by independent visits from the Queen of Sheba, right? She came in, and she said, wow, it's true. You know, you got an answer for everything. You understand all this stuff. So, again, Psalm 37, 16, the little bit that a godly man owns, that little bit that we have is better than the wealth of many evil men. For evil men will lose their power, but God sustains the godly. So, wealth, power, prestige, all that's just momentary, like our lives, right? It's momentary. It's but a vapor. With it. Verse 18, the Lord watches over the innocent day by day, and they possess a permanent inheritance. Isn't that awesome? Think about that. The Lord watches over the innocent. Now, the first thing you guys should be looking at, saying, I'm not innocent. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, right? Now, and remember, this is Old Testament. This is prior to Christ being here. But isn't this the coolest part? Jesus makes us innocent, all right? He takes all the pain, all the suffering, all the consequence, all the garbage that we deserve. Jesus paid for all that. And the neat thing is the Word of God declares to us, too, that it is done past, present, future. I mean, even for the sins that we're going to mess with. Now, let me clarify this thing. We sin because we're human. We don't think, we react, right? We do these things. Now, you know, but of course, you know, well, Greg, what about people who are contemplating sin, all right? I mean, they're thinking about this, like, well, I'm going to go kill somebody today, or I'm going to go steal this today, right? They're thinking, will God forgive you? Absolutely, He'll forgive if you repent of it, you know? But, of course, the thing you got to ask yourself is why are you thinking about it in the first place, right? Why are you contemplating it? We got to get those influencing factors, right? We got to get those influencing factors out of the way. We've got to shove them aside. Jesus said it pretty clear, right? He said, did you miss something? Jesus said it pretty clearly when he said, hey, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off, all right? Because you're better off getting into heaven without your hand that's causing you to sin than sinning. Now, obviously, he's speaking metaphorically, right? But some people, back in that culture, some people took that literally, right? They stole bread, they chop off your hand, all right? But the point is, we got to unload all the garbage. And a lot of times, they're just the stupidest little things, aren't they? They're not really heavy things, but they just hang on us. They just hang on us like a, you know, like a little lint you got to rub off your shoulder or something. And these things just come upon us. Verse 19. So they will not be ashamed, meaning the innocent, talking about the innocent, and they will possess a permanent inheritance, and they will not be ashamed. When hard times come, and when famine comes, they will have enough to eat. Remember the testimony Rita shared a month or so back, where she had essentially given her last dollars because she just felt led to do so, and so she didn't really have any money, pocket money. She didn't have money, you know, to eat that way. But everybody was buying her lunch, right? And all through that. I mean, God provides, right? He will provide. And it just states right here, when famine comes, they will have enough to eat. Verse 20, but evil men will die and the Lord's enemies will be incinerated. They will go up in smoke. You know, you think of the stories of Sodom and Gomorrah, all right? And, right, Sodom and Gomorrah, right? City of sin, right? Big time sin. But you remember that, remember Lot. Remember Lot was in there with it, right? And you remember that they came and said, Lot, you got to come away. So they gathered the family, right? They're getting away. God's made the escape path for them. And the only thing God tells them to do is do not turn around, correct? Do not look back. But what happens, for reasons unclear, Lot's wife had to turn around and look, you know, to see this destruction. This destruction was just, ah! So she turns around and look, and the Bible says she became a pillar of salt, right? She, you know, now, for somebody who likes to watch a lot of the sci-fi stuff on TV, the Star Treks and all that stuff, it's like, yeah, I can see that. I can see it, you know, because they do good with their visual effects and that. But, like, wow, think about that. I mean, that's a direct consequence right there. Boom! Okay, I warned you, consequence. And there are earthly consequences for our sins. If you steal and get caught, there are earthly consequences. You're going to go through the court system. You're going to go to jail, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there's consequences for these things. But the great news is even at that, God still forgives you. When we repent, the word repent means we agree that we're messing up. We agree with God that we've messed up. And the word confess and repent are kind of work together with it. The word confess also means that to agree that, yep, I confess that that you're right and I'm wrong, okay? Or whatever the commonality needs to be. Evil men will be incinerated. Verse 21, evil men borrow but do not repay their debt, but the godly show compassions and are generous. You know what's fascinating about this particular psalm? It reads like a proverb, doesn't it? It reads like what Solomon. So obviously Solomon read all these, you know, and got and was inspired by his father, his earthly father. So evil men borrow but do not repay their debt, but the godly show compassion and are generous. Godly show compassion and are generous. Isn't that so true? You know, when you're living with the Word of God, I mean, you see somebody in need, you're going to help. You're going to find some way to help. And I'll give you an example of one time where people say, Greg, you know why? The one that pops into mind, a couple of them pop into my mind, but one that pops into my mind, and this goes back probably 20 years ago, before I really got it, all right? But I understood just human compassion. I was downtown Cincinnati. I was working, I needed to go to get some lunch. And there was a little deli down, there were all kinds of little delis in that down through downtown. So I go into this little deli, and it was almost like a butcher shop, you know, type of deli. You've been to this. And I go into a deli, and actually before I walk into the deli, there's a guy outside, a homeless guy, you know, and he's asking for money. I said, well, come on here, I'll buy you a sandwich. So I bought him a sandwich, I bought myself a sandwich, and I handed the owner of the place a $20 bill. And I said, whatever's left off of this, when this guy comes in, I want you to go ahead and give him another sandwich if he wants that with it. Did it ever happen? I don't know, right? I don't know. I don't know the quality and the character. All I know is that that's what God led me to do, right? That's what God led me to do. So I've had other people too, you know, where I've given money to people on the street, or even this is always a fun one. You know, when you're pulling off the expressway and you're sitting there at the light, and there's somebody right in the middle there. You know, they're holding up their sign. I keep a $20 bill up where my garage door opens, so I don't have to find my wallet. I keep a $20 bill, and I always grow that, and I just bless them in the name of Jesus, right? Now, the earthly way would see, man, how could you do that, Greg? Why would you give that to a person? Because they're going to go out and bring alcohol and whatever else with it, and said, that's not on me. That's on them, right? That's on them. When God is leading you to do something, especially good, to help someone else, because the reality is, it's not my money. Think about that. It's not my money. So why do I need to accumulate all this stuff? Well, I can tell you now that because I've got the attitude of it's not my money, God makes sure that I have enough money, both to give and to deal with what I need to deal with. There's some churches that really stress tithing, all right? I mean, they go, and tithing actually came from Moses, all right? The percentage of tithing, the 10%, that actually came from Moses. That wasn't a commandment from God. God didn't say, you got to do that. That was Moses said, hey. And what was fascinating is he gave it to Melchizedek, all right? Now, Melchizedek, in the Bible, it says Melchizedek was a priest with no beginning and no end. Okay? So no one could trace back. He was the son of da 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 da. All right, no beginning and no end. All right, so Melchizedek in the Old Testament was actually Christ. That was actually Jesus. Think about that. All right, he was actually paying honor to Jesus. And remember too, Jesus in the New Testament he talks about, hey, remember back in the Old Testament when David said, "My Lord said to my Lord," you know what? Well, David was king at that point. You know, and how is it possible that Jesus here, you know, hundreds of years after David, you know, the point is that Jesus was from the beginning, right? He was from the beginning. And actually, it's proven through the Bible in quite a few places, but people don't pick up on these little nuggets, you know, which I just love. I just love finding these little things. It's just, it's great. It's great. And, you know, where do I find these? Well, I listen to some other teachings, all right, and then grab it and confirm what they've said. And you got to do that. You got to do that. Anybody that's listening to this now and just blindly saying, yeah, yeah, no, don't do that. Get out this cool Bible that you got and go look. What, you know, Psalm 37 is what we're in right now. Almost done, at least with what I had pulled out of this. Verse 22. So Psalm 37, verse 22. Surely those favored by the Lord will possess the land, but those rejected by him will be wiped out. All right? And God did, remember Old Testament, right? God would command the Israelites to go and obliterate people. He'd tell them to kill every last living, everything, right? Now, in our world right now, you think, oh, you know, how could you possibly do something like that? God was obliterating evil. He knew that those were bad seeds that would just go through with it. He had to go ahead and do that. He had to flush that out. And yet there's still all this evil in the world, right? And lastly, on Psalm 37, verse 23, the Lord grants success to the one whose behavior he finds commendable. Whose behavior he finds commendable, meaning we're doing things right in the eyes of God. Yeah, we're going to stumble, obviously. We know that. And you've got, I'm going to turn on this microphone here, Debbie, because you've got
something to tell me here, I can tell. So what's going on, Debbie?
Well, Nancy's on my mind. Have we heard any update on her?
There was a post on Facebook about Nancy. Did you not see that?
No, I don't go to Facebook.
Okay, let me look for it real quick, because it talked that her surgery was successful. I know that it was. Let me find it real quick. It was on the Ross community page, the group page. Here it is. Wayne and I got a call from Doug Beckman giving us a report on Nancy. They got her. Here, let me turn this.
Turn this other mic on so it sounds better on Facebook. So they got a call from Doug, her husband, and this was posted yesterday. So they got her into surgery around 2 p.m. yesterday. It lasted 3.5 hours. It went reasonably well. I'm just reading this. She may be able to come home Saturday and should be feeling better in about 3 weeks. Nancy's bone density is very low, and she will have injections every day for 2 years. It will cost $1,000 for 90 days, but they received a call from the doctor saying the pharmacy said it would be 100% paid. So, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is watching over her. Keep her in your prayers. Absolutely. So she's had her surgery, and thank you for reminding me of that on the back and the bone density. Okay, so she's got that.
Rita's sister, her friend died. That's why she left.
Yeah, actually, I did. I did have that written down. Okay. Yeah, Amanda's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had back surgery, I think she said. And like 10 days afterwards, he ended up with a clot?
Yes,
a blood clot. I guess a blood clot broke loose, I presume, and that's what.
And both of his doctors were in the room when he.
Both the doctors were in the room at the time. Wow. It's amazing. But,
and today at the store, it was an unbelievable day.
Really?
And Mary started it off.
How awesome is that?
No, that's a good thing.
Oh, okay.
How long did you hang out there for a while, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
It was fun. And we have to pray for Heather.
Okay.
Heather's friend, who, after I listened to her, is not only her friend, but an angel that God sent to her. No.
Okay.
You all right?
Uh-huh.
Heather had a very bad childhood. Very, very bad life. And was molested. Parents gave her to people in order to get money or drugs or whatever. And then, I mean, it was horrible. And she went to a church, and found God.
Nice.
And found a young man that who treated her like God would want him to treat her. And they are going to get married. And her friend was there to find something for them. And she found a wonderful thing that talked to, it was a metal art piece that talked about God's grace. Nice. And how you have problems, but you overcome them because of His grace and His love. And Heather and this angel just, I said, you are blessed to be Heather's friend, and Heather is blessing you.
Nice.
And so I told her that we would take, I put Heather in our prayer list, and that we would pray for her tonight. She has had an unbelievable childhood, and now God is gracing her with a life that is just wonderful. And she knows, and she's smart enough to know, that it's not all going to be apple pie, and
yeah,
that she's going to have to work at it. And so I told the angel that we need to keep encouraging her and finding other people to encourage her, because she's lost all of her friends because they all think she's crazy now.
Yeah.
And so Heather is being held by God, and we are happy for her.
It's fantastic.
Yes. And a gentleman came in. He scared me because I was waiting on two other people, and I turn around and he was right here. And he...
And he was probably really big too, right?
No, he wasn't.
Oh,
he was just a little taller than I was. And I go, okay, I have your attention and you have mine. And he needed a cross on... He lost something in the ocean when he was in Florida, and he needed to replace it. So it was I think he was looking for a medal, a Christopher medal.
Something for him to wear?
Yes. And I didn't have one. And we found one that he liked. And it was 24 inches, but he needed something longer, but he took it. And I helped him put it on. He goes, I'm not going to take it in the package. I don't want a bag. I have to have it on. I said, I can't go without having that next to my heart. And I said, you're right.
Yep.
And so he said, this is good. I said, now you can go to another a Catholic store that's up the street. He goes, oh no, I want to buy one here. I want you to buy one here.
Good.
And he was amazing. He was really a nice, I guess he was in his 70s and 80s. I don't know how old he was. But when I turned around and he was right there, I just laughed. He laughed. But it was a beautiful day. God just blessed me and blessed those people that came in. It was just, I mean, one woman came in, I could tell that she was upset, and I had two other people in the store, and I wasn't able to help her very much, but God's presence in that store calmed her.
Nice.
That when she left, she had a smile on her face. And all I could say was thank God.
Amen.
You know, and it was a blessing. It's just a blessing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Still a lot of Bible sales?
Three Bibles went out the door today. Some of them were prepaid and one was paid today. But yes, and there were a lot of questions about Bibles today.
Really?
And people calling and wanting to know how late we were going to be open. And so,
excellent.
One woman came from Sparta, Kentucky.
It's a little bit of a drive.
Yes.
Wow. Nice.
So, it was good.
Fantastic.
God is good.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Thank you, Debbie. That's really great. Really great. How things for you, Linda?
I had a good week.
Excellent.
I can say I slept my bed all week. I just had to go downstairs. And that was a blessing for me because last week I slept downstairs a lot.
Because
I couldn't see my bed. Cause
yeah, because of that weirdness. Okay, but you're feeling great now. After
yes.
That's fantastic.
And I drove myself Sunday. When I pray, I have to say that the first time I ever pray, and so like that.
Nice.
I will always say, Debbie,
say
the prayer for me.
Yeah.
And Sunday, while she was up there, she said, when it was prayer time, she said, I was wondering if I have to do the prayer. But she saw my hand raised. And that's the first time I ever did that.
Nice.
And I knew I was going to do that Saturday night.
Excellent.
And then Tuesday, yeah, it was Tuesday, they told me my friend Ruth is coming to V&V. And the lady who worked there said, when I said Ruth was coming, your eyes lit up really bad. And cause she only see my eyes because I had my mask on.
Yeah, right.
And she came. And I wanted to sit by her. We ate outside.
Right.
For lunch. And they had a picnic table. But on the other side of... I went on the other side of her. I said, well, I'm far enough for her, right? No, I wasn't. I had to get up and move to another place.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make me happy, but I didn't say anything.
Okay, yeah.
Because that way it is. And then, while we were talking to her, I said, we should go to the zoo, see the cannon roost. So in 2 weeks, we're going to go see the...
We're going to go to that, what do they call it,
Rue
Valley, thank you.
We're going to go see that.
Excellent. You're going to Rue Valley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Karen's a rock star there.
Yeah. And the neat part about her sister go bring her there, meet me there. So they would have to go across town. If she had, when she kicked me, if we pick her up, we'd go outside town.
Yeah.
And that cake all day.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're even bringing her home.
Excellent.
But
oh, good.
I just love the fact that whatever that was turned into butterflies and left. It's gone.
That was great. Absolutely, man. God was speaking through him.
Yes.
That was a neat thing.
And I was wondering if I said too much during the prayer. Okay. Do you understand all I say?
Mm-hmm. We understand.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. We get it. Never worry about speaking. Never worry about speaking too much. Because God knows. God's elated that we're saying, putting our trust in Him, right? That is good. Well, let's see. Okay, I'm checking on Facebook. And, Kim Cooksley is watching. Kim's the one from Australia. Mm-hmm.
We've been talking
Kim's in Australia. God bless her.
God bless her. She says, "Hi, Greg and friends. Beautiful message." So she tuned in a little later. She can hit the rewind. She can watch the after we're done here and go back and rewind. Actually, I think I have the rewind option turned on this. We, I don't know if you've ever done that on a Facebook Live. For like I said, I think I've got it turned on. You can actually essentially go back while it's still happening live and just keep watching it, just like you do with some TV DVRs and that. So it's just got kind of different. Kind of different indeed. Okay, I don't think I see anything else, any other prayer requests on here. So let's go ahead and lift this to God. Lift this to God in prayer. Because our God is good and our God is able. And Lord, we just thank you that nothing is impossible for you. Absolutely nothing. And Lord, we just come against... We encounter so many different things on the way. We talked about earlier how these little distractions, these things that get in the way. Lord, you know what these things are. These things that can cause us to stumble, that can cause us to make bad choices, that just call a spade, right? That can cause us to sin. You know, and these can be things, Lord, that then under different circumstances might not be a distraction to us, but yet... You know, the enemy's tricky. He's crafty. He's crafty. He's always looking for a way to get us to make the wrong choice, to choose to do things that we shouldn't be doing. You know, but by your grace and glory, Lord Jesus, you know, by the Holy Spirit, we do make good decisions. We are led and follow the right way. But that striving for our human need for perfection. But bless God. Bless God, that human need for perfection is not what Jesus declares. Jesus declares, "I know." Jesus, he lived flesh and blood like us. He knows all the temptations, all the struggles. You know, but the Holy Spirit was with Jesus from day one. And just guiding him from day one through all that stuff. And, you know, our Holy Spirit experiences, they come when we're born again. It talks about when we're being born again. And that doesn't happen at birth. That happens when we hit that age of reason, when there's that time in our life when God just goes whoosh and gets us. For some of it, it's a younger age. Some of it's toward the end of our years. But bless God, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when it happens, as long as it does, right? As long as we make that decision. Make that decision for Christ. Daddy, we know that you are the healer, the great healer, the deliverer, the savior, that you are our glory. You are our glory. And Lord, we're lifting up many to you tonight. We're lifting up Amanda's co-worker, Rita's sister for that. This co-worker that had back surgery, and 10 days after surgery ends up with this blood clot and is now in your presence, Lord. But is now in your presence. I think I've shared with you before. I just got to say it again. It is my firm belief that for a Christian, God doesn't call you home until your mission is done. You've heard of people talking about near-death experiences where they said they've died on the table and they've come back. Why? Their mission wasn't done, right? Their mission wasn't done. And again, I say that for a Christian. For those who've not made that commitment to Christ, it's just the rolling of the dice, right? It's the world. It's the world. But God calls. God brings these things. But bless God, he is good. He is good and he is able. Lord, we're lifting up... the family of Gene, who's been going to Queen of Peace, and for his wife still survived. Is that right? His wife's still alive. So that's obviously. And would you say they were married? Was it 70 years? How many years was it? 70-year marriage. Isn't that incredible? Absolutely incredible. Thank you, Lord, for that great blessing, that great example that this couple was. That obviously was to so many people. So thank you, Lord, for your peace upon the family and the church. And the church through there. And thank you, Lord, for the report Mary gave us on Brian, that the prayers we were praying for him against cancer and all this other garbage, that he's testing clear, right? He's testing good and feeling well. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that great victory. Such a great victory. Thank you, Lord, for Kelsey. Kelsey and Patrick. Patrick has been going through some more job interviews. They might end up in Ohio. He might end up in Ohio, so instead of Colorado Kelsey, it'll be Ohio Kelsey then, maybe. That'll be good. But Lord, I love to see how you're working through Kelsey. I love to see the posts that she does on Facebook where she's keeping the focus on you. She's keeping the focus on Christ.
And she's being tormented by a lot of different things between her spleen and this Lyme disease garbage. And, you know, she's a mother raising young children. And these things are taxing. But God, thank you for just strength and just great blessings on the family there. Lord, we're lifting up Noah's grandma. You know, she's been, they're talking about a pacemaker for this heart. We thank you, Jesus. You just jumpstart that heart. You just get that thing working right. No need for a pacemaker. Right, let her get to where the doctors are saying, yeah, we need to do this, and say, wait a second, everything's fine. Let them be amazed, Lord. Make them amazed. And Lord, I thank you for our sister Sharon, who's been here. She's received some great love and your power, and just thank you for the healing she's received so far, and the rest, Lord, that she just receives the rest. And thank you, Sharon, for bringing to remembrance tomorrow. You know, we have this remembrance of September 11th, and the amazing thing, there's an amazing thing, though, that a lot of us don't really, we know what happened, we don't really think about, and that's on September the 12th, the day after that. What did you saw in America where people came together, all the politics, all the garbage that's just at a peak right now, a peak of evil right now. It was the total opposite there on that day, And Lord, we long for that, but we just thank you, Daddy, for the memories of the people that perished that day, and the people that came to their aid and have since passed because of different, what was it, asbestos or just whatever type of stuff that they dealt with. I mean, that was a time where the proper respect was given to the police and the fire and all that. And what do we have now? We have just the opposite happening, right? Just the opposite happening is that the enemy is finding ways to manipulate people and get them to focus on things that talked about in Psalm 37, right? You know, better for us good to have a little bit than for the evil ones to have a lot. They're going to lose it. They are going to lose it. And if they don't live it in this life, they're certainly going to lose it in eternity. Unless they repent. I had someone ask me once, he said, is there any chance that Hitler could be in heaven? I said, if he repented right before he died, he absolutely. You know, but from the human side, we're thinking, nah, not a chance, right? We don't know. We don't know. And that's why you can't be judging people with it. Some people just choose. Yeah. Yes, Debbie. That's right. The man on the cross next to Jesus. You're absolutely right. You know, you had one that was making fun of Jesus, and the other one said, hey, Jesus, remember me. And isn't that the awesome thing with it? This is a man who had never been baptized, never had any of that stuff with, and Jesus said, surely you will be with me today in paradise. You'll be with me. How good is that, right? How good is that? You know, and sadly, there's some religions that try and say, discount that. So, no, you know, you have to, or you can't go to heaven. You just have to. All these man-made rules. Jesus didn't have all these man-made rules. He came in and he was a rebel rouser, you know. Somebody sent me a link. Just recently here this past week, and it was a video. It was great. It talked about essentially the seven ages of the church and how things had progressed through that, and you can see where man got in there, right? You know, where man got it, made him put all the rules, right? All the rules they had to do, and these things just aren't right. They're not right. But thank you, Sharon, for reminding us, for recollection, for 9/11. Lord, I thank you that through the surgery Nancy's received, that takes all that pain away, that her bones are restored in full strength. You know, they're talking about her needing to have this injection daily, you know, for this bone density stuff. So, Lord, I just thank you for your supernatural touch to just strengthen those bones to where the doctors say, you don't need these things anymore. You're good. You're fine. And we know that, we know Nancy, she gives glory to God. And she will at that point, big time. And so, Lord, bring it on. Let's show some folks. Show off, Daddy. Just show off. Lord, I'm thanking you for Debbie's ministry. It's just such a great thing for you to hear your ministry, your stories. And so good. So we're lifting up Heather. Right, Heather and you know, Debbie has shared earlier all the things that Heather had been through as a young child, and as horrible as those things are, I can tell you with full certainty that when a child is abused and tormented at that young age, at that level, that's because the devil knows that that child has a huge calling on their life to do good for the kingdom of God. It's just a huge, huge calling. I've seen many different. I'll call them evangelists, I guess is about the best way to call them. That have those type of testimonies, you know, from their youth, you know, between abuse and addictions, and you go down the list, right? And God just, bang, just called them, and they responded. It's just so good. So thank you, Lord, for her friends that are reaching out and blessings upon her marriage, her upcoming marriage, and that's neat. That's a neat thing. Thank you to Daddy for healing right there. Healing for Linda.
Yeah.
Awesome. She had those little, what'd you call them? We called them bugs or whatever we called them. The crazy thing you felt like, it's all gone. It's all gone because the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, just touched you and set you free. Your faith has made you whole.
When I was going through that week, it didn't ever hit my ankles.
Didn't ever went down to your ankles?
But on the way home, did. And I told Debbie that I'm leaving.
That's right.
Because I felt that. I felt them leaving.
You thought, oh, that's just going off.
Because it was getting worse. And I felt.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Standing on that authority, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's really good. Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. All right, well, I don't think I've... Let me see if I've seen anything else in here. Noah has another prayer request that he put in here. Prayer for a family member who got in a car wreck. Everyone's fine, but just continue on prayer. Well, definitely Noah. So, Lord, we're lifting up Noah's family, that family member. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given them that protection and you're keeping them at your great peace and mercy. So, restoration. Restoration, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sharon, while I had the camera on, she said, hi, ladies. Yeah. Thanks, Sharon. That's all good. All right. Well, we are going to have our Emmaus gathering here Saturday. I'm losing track of days. Saturday at 7 p.m. So it'll be on live, too. So if you can join us with us, if you can't join us local. But remember, guys, your healing, it belongs to you because what Jesus has done. And Linda.
What did people say?
People said amen. God bless you, man. Have a great and awesome week.